The Way Home, written by Batsu Tausai and read by K-Burb. This is a Clone Wars fic rated general audiences in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Alpha 17 / Obi-Wan Kenobi, as well as the characters of Ahsoka, Rex, and Cody. Relevant tags include chronic pain, disabled Alpha 17, non-binary and trans clone troopers, Anakin leaves the Jedi Order, and pranks. The only warning they got was a higher-pitched voice yelling, 17! Before a Togruten senior Padawan crashed into their side. 17 grunted, pain flaring across their hip and up their spine, sparking phantom-remembered pain along the old break in their shoulder, rebroken and healed long since, but 17 had suffered it too long for the memory of the pain to ever really leave them alone. Even genetically engineered brains were carking stupid when it came to managing chronic pain flare-ups. Soothing energy washed along after the pain, softening the familiar ache. Sorry, Ahsoka whispered, braced against their side to help them keep their balance. I didn't think I was going that fast. 17 breathed through the remaining pain, less than the last time she tried to help them. She'd clearly found someone to teach her some tricks. And reached up to lightly tap one mantral, earning them a wrinkled nose. Before they could ask why Ahsoka had been in such a rush, they were interrupted by the sound of someone in heavy boots. Another clone, Jedi tended to be near silent, even when running or wearing heavy footwear, to the grief of many a clone. Running down the hallway that ran perpendicular to the one 17 had just been walking along. Ahsoka let out a quiet yelp and shuffled slightly behind 17, keeping close enough they could feel her body heat through their casual tumble tunics, the sensation of the force easing the strain on their bad hip a steady pressure. She'd definitely been picking up pointers from someone, and 17 couldn't help but feel grateful. Rex raced around the corner, only to stumble to a halt when he recognized who was standing there, spine going Camino straight and hand freezing halfway through the act of performing a reflexive salute. The aborted action drew 17's attention to Rex's hair, which had taken on a distinct shade of 212 gold. Well, no wonder Ahsoka had been running so fast and chosen to hide behind them. 17 allowed themselves a slow, slightly mean smirk, enjoying the way Rex's expression went tight as his better sense went to war with his upset at being the butt of a joke. You clash, Captain, 17 couldn't resist pointing out. Because Rex was wearing the same shades of 501st blue that he'd been stubbornly wearing since Skywalker left the Order to follow his disgraced wife back to Naboo. A large chunk of the 501st had followed him, but Rex had announced he would be staying with Ahsoka, whose Padawanship had been taken on by Obi-Wan. The small handful of other 501st troopers who stayed on Coruscant had happily folded themselves into new battalions, trading their worn-down blue for new colors, or working one or two pops of blue into their uniform, the same way clones that changed battalions during the war would often keep a little bit of their old paint for a small element of their armor's design, or to paint the inside of their armor, keeping the memory of their old battalion safe. But not Rex. Oh no. He had to be stubborn. Why was every one of 17's cadets either too stubborn for their own good or an unapologetic asshole? Ahsoka failed to muffle a giggle against 17's back. Rex's jaw worked soundlessly for a moment before he managed to gather himself enough to stiffly say, "We're sorry to bother you, Alpha 17. By your leave, I'll take Ahsoka." 17 snorted. "Why? She might have planted it, but we both know she didn't mastermind it." Rex's spine went, impossibly, even straighter. "Cody." He snarled, then snapped off a salute at 17 and stormed back the direction he'd come. Oh no, Ahsoka said before starting to giggle. 17 snorted and twisted as much as their body would safely allow, asking, "Did you warn Cody what you were up to?" Because 17 didn't particularly want to be drawn into a four-way war over hair dye. Ahsoka widened her eyes in a play at innocence that 17 had been immune to for at least a decade. "What makes you think the dye wasn't Cody?" she asked.
"Not their style. No, I'm betting Fox or Neo.
Or Bly, but she and the rest of the 327th star were on a mission with Ayla and had been for almost 2 weeks. Ahsoka gave up on playing at innocence, instead beaming up at 17. "Fox," she chirped, before stepping carefully away, ensuring 17 could take their own weight without her support, before the sensation of the Force fully withdrew. "Wanna go watch the fallout?"
"Why not?"
17 decided, because they'd been mostly heading in that direction anyway, hoping to find Obi-Wan or maybe Cody to get a slightly late lunch with. Ahsoka politely kept to 17's pace as she regaled them with the story of how Fox had come to her, looking for an accomplice who could get into the 212 showers without anyone questioning it, and who also wouldn't balk at pranking Rex, who was officially the second in command of the 212th. 17 was retired, but no one in the 212th would dare to cross them, and their relationship with Obi-Wan meant that all of the little bastards had been forced to resign themselves to 17 sticking around, but they were content with not being in the chain of command. Fox had, apparently, warned Cody about his plans, and had also involved Thorn, who had tested a couple of dye variations for them in search of the perfect shade.
"And what color, then, is Thorn's hair?"
17 had to ask, because Thorn could get weird about his hair. They honestly weren't sure if it was some sort of coping mechanism from all the shit the Corys had to deal with during the war, or some kind of weird vanity bullshit he'd picked up from a senator for whatever reason. "Cory red," Ahsoka said with a wide grin. "It was part of the deal. It looks really good on him."
"Hopefully he comes around soon so I can see,"
17 said, and Ahsoka beamed at them. They had a feeling that, if Thorn didn't make plans to come by the temple on his own, Ahsoka would find a way to force him to drop by. They heard the confrontation, or at least Rex's part of it. Cody preferred to only raise their voice in a battlefield, before they reached the doorway leading to the 212th's apartment. And Ahsoka let out a loud groan, clearly as tired as the rest of the company, with Rex's stubborn streak. Obi-Wan was leaning against the wall just inside the door, watching the center of the room, where Cody was standing at parade rest and staring blankly at Rex, who was yelling about unprofessional behavior. Obi-Wan looked over as they stepped in, expression lightening and mouth turning up in a smile. "Hello, my dear ones," he murmured. "Hi, Master Obi-Wan," Ahsoka said in a distracted voice, clearly paying more attention to the spectacle Rex was making of himself. 17 stopped next to Obi-Wan and gratefully leant against him when he moved his arm in a clear invitation. The Force flowed through and around them, soothing their aches in the easy way that Obi-Wan and 17's primary healer could consistently manage, familiar with their body in a way that few other Jedi were. 17 allowed a relieved breath, relaxing against Obi-Wan as their pain flowed away, siphoned off into the Force, which was apparently far more able to bear it for extended periods than 17. Cody narrowed their eyes and quietly started talking, delivering a calm rebuke for Rex's behavior that should have been lost under Rex's yelling, except he'd shut up as soon as Cody opened their mouth. Presumably because he knew, as 17 did, that Cody was at least twice as stubborn as Rex, and ignoring them would result in something far more embarrassing than dyed hair. Fry sidled up to Obi-Wan's other side and shot the Jedi a quick grin, before nodding to 17, far more respectful. Obi-Wan huffed low and fond. "Taking bets for whether Rex will give in to better sense and switch to gold, or realize he can buy some bleach and just re-dye his hair first." Obi-Wan hummed, head tilting to the side, resting comfortably against 17's own. "Oh, I'll put 20 on Cody, forcing him to switch out at least half his uniform." 17 snorted.
"And on Rex realizing he can bleach his hair before he gives in and switches his uniform."
"Thank you kindly," Kryze called as he finished making their bets on his data pad, then stepped smoothly past them to tempt Ahsoka with the betting pool.
Just realizing he can bleach his hair, Obi-Wan asked.
17 smirked. He'll never actually do it. No one will ever let him forget it if he dyes his hair.
Obi-Wan laughed, warm and quiet, shoulders shaking in a way that should have caused 17's pain to flare again, but the Force was a gentle cushion against the jostling, and 17 found himself quietly laughing alongside him, settling into the comforts of home. The end. Relevant tags include, Odor 66 didn't happen,